بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. In this review on the creed, we're going to use as reference the book by Sheikh Hafiz bin Ahmed al-Hakami rahimahullah ta'ala, which carries the heading A'lam al-Sunnah al-Manshura لاعتقاد الطائفة الناجية المنصورة. And basically it's the creed of Ahl al-Sunnah, the creed of the saved and victorious sect. So we will begin with the first question. The first question is, ما أول ما يجب على العباد؟ What is the first obligation on the slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And the answer to this is for them to realize the purpose for which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created them. And then comes the obvious question, what is the purpose here? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made that clear in many verses in the Quran. In many verses he subhanahu wa ta'ala asserted that there is a purpose behind the creation. And then he asserted that in Surah Al-Dhariyat, verse 56, where he subhanahu wa ta'ala stated, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. And I, Allah, created not the jinn and mankind and humans, except that they should worship me alone. And then comes the third question. What is the meaning of al-abd? The term al-abd could mean the one who is subdued or subjugated. And accordingly, according to this meaning, it's comprehensive, encompassing all creation, the higher and lower, animate and inanimate, apparent, hidden, the believer and the disbeliever, the pious and the evil, all of that. You understand, this is the comprehensive meaning, where it includes all, refer to the subdued or subjugated. The second, if it is intended to be the worshipper who loves Allah, so therefore in this case it will be particular to the believers who are the honorable slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the pious ones, upon whom there shall be no fear and nor shall they grieve. You understand now the difference? So this is the particular meaning of al-abd, i.e. the believer. Now, this is the meaning of al-abd, slave, quote, end of quote. Now, what is al-ibadah? Ma hiya al-ibadah? This is the fourth question, which the Shaykh, rahimahullah, raised. Al-ibadah, he defined it by the same definition as that of Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah, to mean ismun jami'un لكل ما يحبه الله ويرضى من الأقوال والأعمال الظاهرة والباطنة والبراءة مما ينافي ذلك ويضاد. That it is a comprehensive word referring to all that which is pleasing to Allah and acceptable to Him, from the good words, righteous deeds, the apparent and the hidden, and disassociation from all which contradicts this. Is that clear? This is the meaning of ibadah. And you see now from here how ibadah differs, how worship differs from what is referred to as quote worship by the religions other than Islam. And we will take the fifth question for tonight inshallah, and this is متى يكون العمل عبادة. When can a deed or an act be considered as an act of worship? And the answer is, if two conditions are met, the first is the perfect love and perfect submission to Allah. قال الله تعالى قال الله تعالى in Surah Al-Baqarah, والذين آمنوا أشد حبا لله. But those who believe love Allah more than anything else. These two conditions came in one verse in Surah Al-Anbiya 21:90, في قوله تعالى إنهم كانوا يسارعون في الخيرات ويدعوننا رغبا ورهبا وكانوا لنا خاشعين. And they used to call on us with hope and fear and used to humble themselves before us. So these two elements, the first is kamal al-hub, the perfect love, and the second is the perfect submission. So when the person perfects these two, نعم. والحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا.